Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm Emily Kwong. Today, there will be a recital of Advent music at the Sitka Lutheran Church at noon, and the organist who will be playing the historic 1844 Kessler organ is here in the studio with me. I am pleased to be with Karen Bretz this morning. Karen, how are you doing?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you, Emily?
Good morning. Well, tell me a little bit about the program that you'll be playing this afternoon at noon.
The program looks at winter themes. That was the overriding theme I wanted to capture in the program. And so the pieces on the program look at Advent and Christmas hymns that have a winter theme. And then there's also some music on the program that isn't necessarily churchy, but fits within the Advent or within the winter theme.
Okay, and what's an example of some of those pieces you'll be playing?
Well, one piece I'll play is based on the hymn "Twas in the Moon of Wintertime," which is a hymn that looks at the Christmas story from the Native American perspective. And it's a folk hymn that's gone through many different traditions. And the version I'll play this afternoon looks at it from a French Baroque version.
And what else will you be playing?
I'll also be playing a piece that's sort of well known from a BBC movie. The song is called "Walking in the Air," which is a haunting melody. It's very pretty. It's very memorable, tuneful, and I think people generally like it.
How does this organ sound compared to other organs you've played? How would you describe, if you were to describe the personality of this organ?
That's a good way of describing the organ. Each organ has its own personality, and this organ is very sweet. It's quiet. It's not loud. It's not booming. It's easy to play. It's easy to listen to. It's a pleasure to play because it just has such a nice sound about it. And it's a small organ, but it fills the room where it is so nicely. And there's a lot of different sounds and colors that can come from it, even though it has five different sets of pipes.
This organ was built in Estonia in 1844 and was brought to Sitka in 1846. I've read that it may be the oldest pipe organ west of the Mississippi. Do you think that's true?
I haven't heard of anybody coming forward and saying that they have an older one.
To challenge our organ status. How does this particular organ work when you sit down to play it? What are you doing?
It's a tracker organ, which means that everything in the organ is mechanically connected to produce sound. The organ has five sets of pipes. The pipes are made out of either wood or metal, and based on their shape, they produce different types of sounds. Generally, the wooden pipes are softer and sweeter than the metal pipes. And in a very simplistic way, the way the organ works is that the key is attached to a tracker, which is sometimes analogized to the arm on an old-fashioned manual typewriter. And the tracker opens a valve which allows air to go through the pipes and make sound. There's a bellows on the organ which has the air. And although the bellows can be pumped, usually traditionally by a kid, there is a blower attached to the bellows which produces air electrically.
So you don't have to worry about where your air is coming from.
No. There's always plenty of air.
Plenty of air. To me, organ pipes always looked like little mouths opening and closing because they have the little U shape. And if you look very closely, at least on some organs I've seen, you can go whoop, whoop, and it opens up.
Okay. There's different types of pipes, and maybe some of the pipes you saw worked like that.
You were in Anchorage in Alaska for 25 years, and the organist at St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Anchorage. Since you were on the morning interview last, you've moved down to St. Louis, Missouri.
Yes.
And have been subbing at different churches to play different organs, you're telling me. So how do you approach a brand new organ, knowing you are going to play it perhaps for a service?
Well, it's like you, anybody approaches anything new, you take a look and see what you have and get the layout of the organ and get some familiarity with where the different stops are. And it's a process of getting to know the organ, just like it is getting to know a person. You sit down, you pull different stops, play different pieces on different manuals, and try to build up a relationship.
Hmm. Is there a piece of music that's your set, your Twinkle Twinkle Little Star that you're testing out?
I think mainly church hymns is what I go to.
Mm. Tell me a little bit about how you started playing the organ, too. So you started with piano as a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's very common for organists, any type of keyboardist, to start with piano because pianos are so common that they're very... A lot of people have them in their houses. It's a little more difficult to have an organ in the house. So everybody begins on the piano. And I listened to organs as a kid. I remember my parents was then records with organ music, and we enjoyed listening to organs, and my parents took me to different concerts with organ music, and of course we had an organ at the church too. And so I had a lot of organs were around me quite a bit as I was a kid. And in college, I studied music, and I took actually a lot of harpsichord, and from that developed interest in different types of keyboard instruments.
Hmm. That's amazing that you've played even the harpsichord, too. I mean, these are old instruments that people don't necessarily know how to play.
Yes, they are, but there is a revival nowadays to bring back those types of instruments and to play them in an authentic manner as they were played several hundred years ago.
Hmm. What is? Do you have a dream organ? If you could play any organ in the world, let's say no legal or financial limitations in place, which organ would you want to play?
I guess I haven't really thought of that. I like being at the organ that I am at the moment. By and large, there's some organs that maybe I would prefer not to play again, but generally things work out pretty well, and I've always enjoyed playing this organ here in Sitka.
Yeah. What does it mean to you to provide this music for people during the Advent season?
I like the giving part of it, and I like being able to form a program in my head and then learn the pieces and be able to give something to the community and give something to people, and I hope that this will help them through the Advent season.
Which has begun. And Karen Bretz, thank you so much for coming in to Raven Radio to come on the morning interview and speak with us.
Thank you, Emily. Thanks for having me.
Karen Bretz is a organist who will be performing today at noon in the Sitka Lutheran Church on the historic Kessler organ. It's pretty rare to be hearing that organ in its true nature, so we're excited to have a performer here to share it with us. Again, that's at noon at the Sitka Lutheran Church. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.